Hey man, DJ Hippie on the air. Bringing you the best, and possibly not the best, of the classic vinyl era. For when you're in that special kind of mood. Far out, man. Far out. That gosh darn hippie show. The grooviest thing to hear on your radio. Welcome to That Gosh Darn Hippie Show. I'm your host, DJ Hippie. We have a ton of groovy stuff lined up for you this episode. Musical puns that tell a story, cartoon characters run amok, and Sesame Street being in way more songs than you think. Our opener for this week, though, is TMBG. Ladies, gentlemen, and others, it's time to make a little birdhouse in your soul. It's They Might Be Giants.
By the light switch, who watches over you? Make a little birdhouse in your soul, not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. I have a secret to tell from my electrical well. It's a simple message and I'm leaving out the whistles and bells. So the room must listen to me. Filibuster vigilantly. My name is Blue Canary. One note spelled L-I-T-E. My story's infinite, like the Longines Symphony. It doesn't rest. Blue Canary in the outlet by the light switch. Who watches over you? Make a little birdhouse in your soul, not to put too fine a pine on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse. Opposite me of my primitive ancestry, which stood on rocky shores and kept the beaches shipwreck free. Though I respect that a lot, I'd be fired if that were my job. After killing Jason off and countless screaming Argonauts, new bird of friendliness, like guardian angels, it's always near. New canary in the outlet by the light switch. Who watches over you? Make a little. Not to put too fine a pine on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. While you're at it, leave the nightlight on inside the birdhouse in your soul. Not to put too fine a pine on it. were bells on a hill, but I never heard them ringing. No, I never heard them at all till there was you. There were birds in the sky, but I never saw them winging. No, I never saw them at all till there was you. And then there was music and wonderful roses. They tell me in sweet fragrant meadows of dawn and you. There was love all around, but I never heard it singing. No, I never heard it at all till there was you.
That was a request from Billy of Kentucky for Till There Was You playing on that Gastron Hippie show. Originally from the musical The Music Man, it was popularized even further when the Beatles covered it in the 1960s. The version that was played, though, was covered by Terry Draper, one of the members of the band Clap 2 who were mistaken for being the Beatles when they first debuted. If you want to make a request, you can email us at djgastronhippie@gmail.com, call or text us at 609-474-4106, or just leave a comment on our Mixcloud page at mixcloud.com/DJHippie. Just remember that's hippie with an IE and not a Y. We also had Esperanza Spalding with her cover of What a Wonderful World from a concert in 2012 that's just as lovely as she is. Tatsuro Yamashita also played before her with Girls on the Beach. For those fans of Japanese city pop out there, Tatsuro Yamashita is also the husband of Maria Takeuchi, who's famous for her Plastic Love record. We're coming up to our next block of songs soon, but first, we have a few messages to play. Stick around, that Gastron Hippie Show will be right back after this.
Presenting the further adventures of everybody's favorite hero, the man who is faster than lightning, stronger than steel, smarter than a speeding bullet. It's Super Grover!
Hello there! I am Grover! And you're listening to That Sweet Hippie Show with DJ Hippie. Yes? Is that all? Okay, thank you.
Chord progressions are a funny thing. While it's become quite common for musical artists to sue each other for similar chord progressions, the truth is that with the way music theory works is that there's always going to be a set number of chords that work and make sense together. So there's going to be a lot of overlap between songs, especially music of the same genre. So, you guys are familiar with the Sesame Street theme song, right? Da 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 da. Well, in the 60s and 70s, that was a pretty common chord progression in a lot of songs. Don't believe me? Well, for Exhibit A, we have John Lennon and You Can't Catch Me playing for you next on that Gastron Hippie Show.
I bought a brand new automobile. 'Cause I Can't call somebody captain. Under pressure, you can flip. You can be a rock commando, but you can't pilot the ship. Groove a little baby. Groove a little now. Little baby, you might know what you want, but I'll show you how. You can trip the light fantastic, become a space grotesque. Fossilize your thought dream behind a rusty desk. Groove a little baby. Groove a little now. Groove a little baby. You might know what you want, but I can read the works of Shakespeare in the Academy of Life, or you can punk the skunks of freedom with your jewel-toed Tresca knife. Groove a little baby.
Did you ever stop to wonder why?
That was Emerson, Lake, and Palmer playing for you here on that Gostron Hippie Show with Tiger in a Spotlight, and closing out a short block of songs that share a chord progression with Sesame Street, which included Groove a Little by T-Rex and A Sign of the Times by Petula Clark. While of course there are a lot of cases of people actively stealing songs, especially in rock and roll, in the case of specifically chord progressions and music theory, sometimes you just accidentally end up writing the Sesame Street theme song. Coming up next is our very own Oracle Oracle right after these messages.
She brought me on my knees, da 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 da. Please, baby, please, da 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 da.
Hello, this is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to that Gosh Darn Hippie Show with DJ Hippie. Wow, yeah!
And now, the Oracle Oracle.
Hey, dude, I'm the Oracle Oracle, and this is my segment, the Oracle Oracle, here to tell you your distinct future. This week's horoscope is for Taurus. Taurus, being a movie buff, I know how much you love going out to see the latest blockbuster, but you also hate spending all of that money when you get there. You're a practical person, and since you're a practical person, I know you're always looking for ways to save money. That's why I'm going to give you some helpful tips to sneak your snackage into a movie theater. My first tip, Taurus. Tell the usher you'll share some food with them if they let you bring it in. Not only will you be able to sneak your food into the theater, but you'll also be making a new friend. And isn't that a reward in and of itself? Tip number two. If you want to sneak in a pizza, put a diaper on the pizza box and draw a smiley face so they'll think it's a baby. Everyone loves babies, so they won't even bother you. Tip number three. Sneak a rotisserie chicken in a fanny pack. And there you have it. Now you can sneak food into the movie theater without having your rewards card confiscated for misconduct. Which is especially important if you're just one stamp away from that free popcorn, like I am. I'm so excited for that free popcorn. Oh, sorry. Hold on a sec. Hello? Yeah, this is Oracle. The Oracle Oracle. Huh? What do you mean? Encouraging other people to break the rules? No, it's just a... No, I get it. Well... Okay. Bye. Well, I guess I won't be using that rewards card anymore. Anyway, this has been the Oracle Oracle, bringing you the best, and possibly not the best, horoscopes to your ears. See you later, dude!
Well, regardless of if you're actually planning on seeing a movie or not, we have Buck Owens and the Buckaroos, Act Naturally.
They're gonna put me in the movies. They're gonna make a big star out of me. We'll make a film about a man that's sad and lonely. And all I gotta do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in the movie. Then I know that you will plainly see the biggest fool that's ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally. About a man that's sad and lonely and begging down upon his bended knee. I'll play the part, but I won't need rehearsing. All I'll have to do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. Movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come to see me in the movie. But then I know that you will plainly see the biggest fool that's ever hit the big time.
and all I gotta do is act naturally.
Started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailing man, the skipper brave and sure. Five passengers set sail that day for a 3-hour tour. A 3-hour tour. The ship's aground on the shore of this uncharted desert isle, with Gilligan, the skipper too, a millionaire and his wife, the movie star, oh, and the rest, oh, they're here.
Down to there, hair, shoulder length, the longer, here, baby, there.
That was Hugo Montenegro on the hair playing for you here on that Gosh Darn Hippie Show. Before then, we also had an old favorite of the show, Michael Spillo and Stairway to Gilligan's Island. Stairway to Heaven and Gilligan's Island works almost a little too well together, though, don't they? We're coming to our last block of songs soon, but first we're going to take a quick break. Don't go away, that Gosh Darn Hippie Show will be right back after this.
Grandfather's clock goes tick-tock. That clock's got rhythm with a beat that swings. Dig that clock. Swing it, clock.
Hello, I'm Chris, and you're listening to that Gosh Darn Hippie Show with DJ Hippie.
And now, brought to you by Chronicle Institute's Memory Viewing Machine, it's a news flash from the past.
This is Scoops reporting for the Television and Radio Network. It's May 2nd, 1970, and I'm here in front of the State Capitol Building in Jackson, Mississippi, where a statewide ban has just been enacted on the show Sesame Street, an educational children's TV program created by the Children's Television Workshop, which debuted a year ago. Despite scientific studies proving that the show has a positive effect on children, the state government felt that its racially integrated cast of characters may offend viewers. Here to discuss the matter with me is a man with so many PhDs I can't keep them all straight, but most pertinently, a degree in developmental psychology. Please welcome my dear friend, Professor Chronicle.
Thank you, Scoops.
Chronicle, in order to fully understand the significance of this decision, I think it's important to establish exactly how groundbreaking Sesame Street is. Care to elaborate on that?
Certainly. Well, Scoops, Sesame Street is unusual in just how much effort and research is put into the educational aspect of it. Not only do the writers and creators pay special consideration to what the kids are being taught, they're also careful to ensure that kids are paying attention to the show and retaining the information. 2 whole years of research were done on how to best utilize the medium of television in an educational way before production even started on the show. In fact, it's the first educational show for preschoolers to base its format and content on formal scientific research.
Interesting. What other aspects of the show distinguish it from other children's shows?
Well, although the show is designed to appeal to kids from all backgrounds, the staff had one demographic that they especially wanted to target: disadvantaged inner-city children. Children from this demographic often lack the scholastic skills that their more well-off peers have because they lack access to the same education and resources. In addition, they're a demographic which educational television up to this point has failed to reach as effectively. These two factors make it critical that the Children's Television Workshop craft a show that would engage them. In fact, the other day I spoke to Gerald Lesser, the head of the advisory board, and he told me, if the series does not work for poor children, the entire project would fail.
And have they succeeded in engaging those children?
Well, gee, I'd say so. The show has an urban setting specifically to appeal to that demographic, and a special outreach campaign was designed by Evelyn Davis from the Urban League to help generate interest in the show amongst those children, since traditional advertising methods are often less effective in reaching them. In addition, its racially integrated cast was intentionally decided upon to appeal to black children from urban environments, with the added benefits that a positive representation of black people will help their self-esteem, and seeing positive interracial relations modeled on TV will help children of all races learn to exhibit similar behaviors in real life. Of course, that aspect of the show, which arguably does the most good, is what ended up being the most provocative in the eyes of these Mississippi lawmakers.
Which brings us full circle. Can you explain what exactly about an integrated cast would offend viewers?
Well, Scoops, according to an anonymous and very angry spokesman for the Mississippi Authority for Educational Television, the local viewing audience simply isn't ready for that.
To the extent that the whole show is unacceptable to air? That's an extreme response, don't you think?
Yeah, tell me about it. They're making a stink of this despite the fact that Sesame Street has been shown to be a good influence on children. All the research that goes into making the show as effective as possible in teaching kids, all the care that goes into keeping it a positive force in their lives, none of that matters to these people. Quite frankly, it infuriates me that anyone could let their racial prejudices cloud their judgment so harshly that something this wholesome could be perceived as malicious in their mind. Not just one person, no, but a whole group of people.
I agree, and I hope this ban is overturned soon. But if there's one harsh lesson that I've learned in my many centuries of being alive, is that people will do whatever it takes to justify their bigotry, no matter how irrational. This incident is just the latest in a long line of incidents like it. But I figure that's why our job is so important. Someone has to shine a light on these injustices and make sure the world knows just how irrational these behaviors are, because once we can recognize these issues, all of us can take steps forward to fix them.
Well said, Scoops. Well said.
Well, I think that about wraps things up for now. On behalf of the Television and Radio Network, that's been Chronicle, and I've been Scoops, signing out from Jackson, Mississippi.
Fortunately, the ban in Mississippi didn't last very long. It was lifted 1 month later because people spoke up and supported the show. While we still have a long way to go in positive representation, and civil rights outside of the TV screen too, Sesame Street was a huge and positive leap forward. The show also included many positive black role models, one of which was Ray Charles singing It's Not Easy Being Green, which is our final song for this episode. Special thanks to Bree Norton, Stephen Grimes, Jared Harrell, Kyle A. Carroza, Caleb Lindsay, Rania Murdoch, and Francis Bird. Have a groovy weekend. This is DJ Hippie, signing out.
It's not that easy being green. Having to spend each day the color of the leaves. When I think it could be so much nicer being red, yellow, or gold, or something much more colorful like that. No, it's not that easy being green. It seems you blend in with so many other ordinary things, and people tend to pass you over, 'cause you're not standing out like flashy sparkles on the water, stars in the sky. But green is the color of spring. Think it's what I wanna be. That's what I wanna be. Yes.
Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say.
You've been listening to That Gosh Darn Hippie Show, copyright 2021 by Kiki Willows. Comments by the host or guests do not represent the views of this radio station. For more content, go to mixcloud.com/DJHippie.